Psalm chapter 115. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. The ushers do have some Bibles that they can allow you to use while you're here. We just ask one thing, that you give them back. It's time for you to go. Amen. Okay. It's amazing. Okay. Psalm 115. And look at verse 14. He says, "The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children." The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Now, you are under a covenant of increase. All right, we got one amen there. That was terrific. Just terrific. And look at verse 12. The Lord has been mindful of us. Have you ever called somebody and said, "You were just on my mind"? Well, you are on God's mind right now. And guess what? He has planned increase in your life. Now, listen. If God has planned increase, now watch this now, because there's a revelation in this. If God has planned increase in your life, then the Holy Ghost is your helper to get you into this covenant promise that God has already made through Abraham for you. So God, I bind you, devil. God has planned for your increase. He has planned for your increase. So the Holy Ghost is helping you to get in to the plan that God has for your life. Now you're on his mind. All right? Now, here's what you have to do. Look at Proverbs chapter 3. Over in Proverbs chapter 3, he says in verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him." Keep going. "And he shall direct thy path." Now, where is he directing you? Look at Psalm 112. Psalm 112, and reading starting at verse 3. "Wealth and riches shall be in your house." See, his job is to manifest the word. To work in our lives, to grow us up, so that everything that God promised will be yours. That you don't leave not one promise on the table. That when you leave here, you can say, "It is finished." You got what I'm saying? And God is a God of increase. Somebody said right now that when God spoke the universe into being, that the universe is still expanding at the speed of light. Still increasing. Because God said, let there be what? Light. Still increasing. When you look at the book of Job, coming over to the book of Job is just before the book of Psalms. Job chapter 8, please. Over in Job chapter 8, if you look at that, you'll see that God says here in 8 and verse 7, though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end shall greatly do what?
Increase.
God plans for you to increase. When we came to this city to minister, how much money did we have when we came? $200. $200. The Bible says in Acts chapter, 10 verse 34 and 35, God is no respecter of persons. That's what Peter got up and preached. He's no respecter of persons. What he did for us, he'll do for you. But I told you something. First, God has a covenant promise that he'll increase you more and more, you and your children. And then I said that he has you on his mind. And then I took you over to trust in the who? Lord, with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. So when the Holy Ghost tells you to sow, he's not trying to get you to go broke. He's trying to get wealth and riches in your house. He knows exactly what he's trying to do. And you can't go by your own feelings, because a lot of times what will happen is people will try to put some kind of emotional thing on you and make people do something out of the will of God. But if you just listen to the Holy Ghost, he's going to take you to your destiny. The Bible says you'll come through the flood and through the fire, and then you'll enter into a wealthy place. Say amen to that. Amen. So sometimes it takes you going through something to get to something. But what you got to be willing to do is trust in the Lord. Even if it doesn't look like it's going to work, you got to trust in the Lord. Well, we had some times here that I was kind of wondering, but I had to stay with God, because he will never let you be defeated. Say amen to that. Now let me just show you a couple more places over here. If you look over in Genesis chapter 17, just look at that real quick. In Genesis chapter 17, God is speaking now to Abram, and he's changing his name now to Abraham. He said in verse 1, and when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord said unto Abram, appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my what? Covenant between me and thee. And I will multiply thee how? Exceedingly. One translation, a man says it's an English translation, reads this way. I will be your rapidly increasing money supply. Damn. Coming over to Genesis chapter 26. In Genesis chapter 26, this is Isaac now, when Isaac is really getting started. Verse 1. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went into Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, into Gerar. The Lord appeared unto him and said, don't go down to Egypt. Dwell in the land that I shall tell you of. Sojourn in this land, and I'll be with you, and I'll bless you. For unto thee and to thy seed will I give all these countries, and I'll perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I'll make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. And I'll give unto thy seed all these countries, and to thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Why? Because Abraham has obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Verse 12, then Isaac sowed in that land, and received in the same year, how much? 100-fold. Who blessed him? The Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great, went forward and grew until he became how great? Very great. For he had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds, great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. Now I want you to call to your attention the fact that he had to lean not to his own what? Understanding. It didn't make any sense to stay in a land that has no rain and plant seed. Now that doesn't make any sense. But how many of you know God can make you run when ain't nobody chasing you? God can make something grow when there is no rain. Say amen to that. How about Jacob? Here's Jacob. And you know he worked for Laban, and Laban cheated him out of everything he had, changed his wages 10 times, and just kept cheating him. But pretty soon, the blessing kicked in. Pretty soon, Jacob had a dream, and he dreamed that each one of the livestock that he had produced spotted, speckled, and striped, and so forth, and increased so much until in Genesis chapter 31 and verse 1, and he heard the words of Laban's son saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's has he gotten all this glory. But let me show you something about Jacob. Let's see how Jacob left home. Look at Genesis chapter 32 and verse 9. In 32 and verse 9, and Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, return to thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal with thee there. Verse 10, and I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. What is he saying here? He's saying when he stole the blessing that his brother Esau deserved to have, and he sneaked in and stole it, he had to leave town in a hurry. Matter of fact, he had to run from his brother Esau because Esau was going to kill him. So he ran, and he ran with only a walking stick. But he said, even though I ran with only a walking stick, now I've become two bands. Two bands mean two armies. In other words, I've got a bunch of folks now working for me. And look at verse 13. And he lodged that at night, and he took of which came into his hand a present for Esau to appease his brother now. He wants to make peace with his brother. So he took 200 she-goats, 20 he-goats, 200 ewes, the ewes are adult female sheep, 20 rams, 30 look what he got. And that wasn't even a tithe. So he took that and gave it to his brother Esau to appease him. My point to you is isn't it interesting how he left with a walking stick and now he's become two armies? Isn't it interesting how Bill Winston left with $200 and now broadcasting all over the world? I'm just saying what God did for me, he'll do for you. But you gotta lean not, come on, to your own understanding. And that's what happened with people. They let the intellectual, logical, human program mind of the world system come in and try to tell them what to do. Don't lean to your feelings. Don't lean to your own understanding. Just hear God and do what he says. Say amen to that. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, if you will. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, there's another scripture there to try to reinforce this idea about how you and I should think. Look at verse 6. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the, come on, increase. So God is a God of what? Increase. Turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, please. He says in chapter 9 and verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both ministers bread for your food and multiplies your seed sown and increases the fruits, come on, of your righteousness. I'd like to take that particular verse and put it up in the Amplified, please. Put it up in the Amplified. He says this, and God who provides seed for the sowing, that's what I told you, just get the green envelope and believe God that he's going to put seed, he's going to give you seed to the sower, $1,000, and take Mark 11:24, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, just believe you've received them and you'll have them. And bread to the eating, for eating will also provide and multiply your resources for what? Sowing and what? Increase the fruits of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. What am I saying to you? I'm saying that we start off at the beginning of the year. I start off sowing. Next thing I know, all kinds of speaking engagements come. And when I go speak, people give something called an honorarium. Have you ever heard of that before? All right, it's just a show of gratitude of people who've been blessed by what you had to say. But notice that speaking engagement was not on the list in January. But all of a sudden, it gets added. Why? Because God is using that for revenues or avenues of revenues. In other words, he's going to increase my resources for sowing. See, some people think that money just falls out of the sky. Well, I know something that does fall out of the sky, but it ain't money. My point to you is that God gives opportunities so that resources can come into your hand to catch up with your seed. Because you are sowing a seed and God is not mocked. Whatsoever, come on, a man sows, that shall he also reap. So next thing you know, my calendar is full and running into the next year. Why? Because he has to multiply my resources for sowing. He did it for me and he'll do it for you. Give the Lord a praise and prepare your tithes and your offerings.